Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you with your English language learning. Let's do that today by practicing some tongue twisters. So, do you know what tongue twisters are? Let's deal with the vocabulary there first. Your tongue, T-O-N-G-U-E, it's that pink thing inside your mouth. If you buy an ice cream or a nice lolly on a hot sunny day, then your tongue is the bit that you use to lick your lolly or your ice cream. And of course, your tongue is also what you use to speak. So in English, we might talk about your native language or your first language as your mother tongue. Notice the silent U in that word. So a tongue twister. What does twister mean? Well, if you look that up, you would probably find that a twister is a slang name for a tornado. But this isn't really the meaning here, though it's related. The verb to twist means to form into a bent, curling or distorted shape. So often to twist means to form the kind of shape we call a spiral. Think of pasta, like fusilli or rotini. That's pasta that's in a twist, in a spiral. So a tongue twister means something which causes your tongue to be in a twist. And we use this expression to mean rhymes or sayings which are difficult to say, difficult to pronounce, so that they get your tongue into a twist. Let's give you some examples, and I'll try to say these tongue twisters correctly. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? To chuck, C-H-U-C-K, is slang for to throw, and a woodchuck is an animal, a bit like a groundhog, if you've ever seen Groundhog Day, the film. It's an animal a bit like a fat squirrel. Sorry, no offence to groundhogs there. So this is never a saying that you'll actually use, but it's good exercise for your mouth in a way that's good for English pronunciation. So again, try to say it with me. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Just pausing there for a minute to remind you here of our course, The 500 Most Common Words. This course is intended to help consolidate your vocabulary. That means A, give you practice on the most common words in English, B, strengthen your understanding of the most common words. Many of them are used in different ways. And C, to make sure there are no gaps in your vocabulary. The course ensures that you know all of the 500 most common words in English. Bear this in mind. Recent research amongst language learners indicates that if you learn only the 800 most frequently used words in English, you'll be able to understand 75% of normal conversation. So you'll find that if you know the most common 500 words, you'll be well on your way to fluency. So go to our courses page at adeptenglish.com and have a look at this course today. Some more tongue twisters. This is a well-known one. She sells seashells by the seashore. Again, try and copy me. She sells seashells by the seashore. Sometimes tongue twisters help you focus on pronouncing particular letters. So a simple but quite difficult one is red lorries, yellow lorries, red lorries, yellow lorries. And a lorry, L-O-R-R-Y, is a big truck, the kind that you see on motorways carrying food or televisions. A lorry. Let's go again and you try to say it with me. Red lorries, yellow lorries, red lorries, yellow lorries, red lorries, yellow lorries. And what about this one? This next one is hard for me and another complete nonsense sentence. The sheik seeks 66th sheep is sick. Chic, C-H-I-C, means fashionable, of course. And a Sikh, S-I-K-H, is someone who follows the Sikh religion or Sikhism. And a sheep, S-H-E-E-P, is the animal that gives us wool and usually lives in a field. And the 66th sheep just means that if there are 66 sheep, the 66th sheep is the last one. Shall we do it again? Try and copy me. The sheik Sikh's 66th sheep is sick. This next one is new for me. Which switched the Swiss wristwatches? Again? Maybe look at the transcript while we're doing this. It'll perhaps make it easier. Which switched the Swiss wristwatches? And finally, an old favourite, which everyone in the UK knows. This one is hard and longer, but worth practising. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where is the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Again, it's nonsense. But let's do the vocabulary anyway. Peter Piper is just a name. But those names, both those names, the first name Peter and the second name Piper, are very common in the UK. A peck just means a little bit, that's P-E-C-K. And to pickle, P-I-C-K-L-E, means to preserve in vinegar. So pickled pepper just means pepper that's been pickled. And it's not clear in the tongue twister whether it's pepper as a vegetable. You get red or green peppers. Actually, they're a fruit, but never mind. Or whether it means the condiment, like salt and pepper, which you might have on your table. Anyway, probably doesn't matter, but I think it's a little bit helpful to know the vocabulary. Let's go again and you try and say it with me. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where is the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? That's enough for me. I'm off for a lie down. I suggest you replay this podcast and have a practice. What might seem to be impossible now may become much easier once you've practiced a few more times. And while you're doing that, you're growing those neurons, those neural pathways in your brain, in your head, which are needed to improve your English language pronunciation. When it's difficult to say these tongue twisters, that's because the network in your brain is in the process of forming. That's why it's hard work. And when you can say these tongue twisters, well done, you've formed some new neural networks. That's a bit of a tongue twister, which will come in handy, as they say. All for your English pronunciation. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.